We're here at RSA with John Bromhead, who's product marketing for the Terrari content processors at LSI. John, how are you today?
Doing well. Thanks for coming.
Fantastic. Hey, John, give us an idea of what you're seeing out there as the biggest business drivers, you know, particularly to financial institutions and information security today.
Right. Well, one of the things we're seeing is that it's not just protecting data that's coming into a bank, you know, the viruses and the intrusions and that. There's a big market now growing for the compliance side of things, watching everything as it leaves a bank. And our silicon allows you to check every bit of every packet leaving or entering a bank. And so you can do quite a bit of scanning for data leakage, for credit card information leaving, as well as viruses coming in.
Fantastic. So it's actually positioned at both ends, checking things in and coming out.
Exactly. And some people call that intrusion and extrusion. Some
sure.
people call it data leakage protection, DLP. I've heard many different terms. But the whole compliance, you know, company confidential data. It could be, you know, banking records for somebody. You'd gain a lot of knowledge by if you know how much money they're transacting.
Sure.
You know how their businesses are doing, so you can get a lot of competitive information. You may not be stealing money, but you get competitive advantage, or you know that they're weak and they could be bought, or it's various things. So there's a huge amount of things you've got to be careful of, you know, just getting bank details available to people that shouldn't be getting them.
Sure, no doubt financial institutions want to protect this data on both ends.
Yeah.
So how is your solution sort of positioned in the marketplace? I know you don't sell directly to the banks. How does that work?
Right, we sell silicon chips that go into equipment that the banks would buy and the
sure.
financial institution would buy with customers like Secure Computing, Cisco, Alcatel, many suppliers across the world.
Fantastic.
And they'll be actually putting the silicon into high-end, you know, main enterprise class at company headquarters, but
right.
now with driving the pricing down on the chips, you can actually put security and compliance in local branches because now you can put the silicon in, you know, a $2,000, $5,000 router.
Fantastic. So the smaller banks that to this point maybe haven't been able to implement this, they can actually consider it now.
Exactly. They probably have a router or connection to the internet, and they're running a VPN tunnel or something like that back to headquarters. Maybe they had a simple firewall, but with our silicon, they can add deep content inspection. They can look at every bit of every packet, either incoming or outgoing, and make decisions on whether it's good, bad, or ugly.
Fantastic. So how is this situated against other people that are trying to accomplish this?
Today, most people are trying to use software. They're
okay.
using, you know, like a Xeon, an Intel processor, Xeon, 3 gigahertz quad Xeon, can only do about a quarter of a gigabit per second. And with our technology, we support multi-gigabits per second. So within a branch, instead of slowing down all the computers because you're going through a bottleneck, they can run at full speed.
Fantastic. That's a good differentiator. So, in general, it sounds like a great product line. What advice do you have for financial institutions out there that are grappling with these issues? They haven't implemented these solutions on the lower end?
I would definitely advise them to look to the top sort of vendors that are suppliers in the unified threat management market and the intrusion protection market, and look at the ones that are actually taking advantage of silicon. So companies like Fortinet, SonicWall, Cisco, Juniper, Secure Computing, they're the top five according to IDC, and they're really driving the price down, yet giving great protection, great compliance at you know, very good prices.
Fantastic. John, thanks for meeting with us.
No problem.